At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hello, my lovelies. Welcome back to the Happy Hippie Podcast. I'm doing one of my favorite types of episodes today. It's almost like a mini five-step process program that you can come back to whenever you're feeling a certain way and want to change your mood, your energy, and just kind of feel good. And I find somewhere along the line, this is episode 40, which is so cool. Somewhere along these 40 episodes, I have definitely mentioned every single one of these things. They're a little bit different this time, but these are the things that I feel connect me to myself, because I know we all go through life and life is ever changing. And a lot of the things I share in this podcast are, one, finding ways to almost accept that, because the practice of meditation and yoga is all about being present and like letting things almost flow around you and accepting where you are in the present moment, which our human brains have the hardest time doing. That's why a lot of these practices exist, to almost bring us back, connect, and accept the ebbs and flows of life. And yes, we do have control in certain ways, but sometimes we try to force control or take control of so many things, and it just makes us feel bad inside, because that's not what we're meant to do per se. You know, we come from this like universal energy. I'm not going to go too crazy into this talk. Don't worry. I'm gonna bring it back. But we sometimes get disconnected from that, and we feel good when we're connected to our true selves. We always know what we want because our intuitions are there, and we have this feeling. We know who we are, which is beautiful, because we never really have to search for an external thing or go outside of ourselves to find it. Like, it truly is inside of us. But the world sometimes, and life, because again, it moves all over the place, kind of like we pick up, you know, messages and ideas and things, and it becomes like a shadow on us, where we always have our truth in us, but sometimes it's just a little dusty. We just gotta like clean it off and come back to it. So these methods are some things I like to do when I'm feeling a little overwhelmed, a little anxious. It can totally be a formula that you can use for like a mental health day if you'd like, but literally at any scale, because everything I say is scalable. You don't have to 100% spend, just like meditation, where I talk about meditating, you can literally reap the benefits of meditation from doing a 5-minute meditation to a 45-minute meditation, you know? So just sitting down in silence for 5 minutes a day, or sitting down and listening to your breath and your thoughts, has more of an impact than skipping it entirely. That's what these are going to kind of be as well. These are five different processes to basically reset your mind when you're feeling overwhelmed. You can do them in 20 minutes, all of them. You can make it like a 1-hour routine. You can break it up. But I just want to share these methods. I'm going to talk a little bit about why they kind of came up, because the other day, basically, I was feeling so overwhelmed. I was feeling overwhelmed last weekend, and I actually recorded my podcast prior. Last week's podcast, I recorded after it, and I think I mentioned a little bit about that. But I worked through it, and then I felt kind of the beginning of that feeling coming up again, and I was like, nope, we're going to stop that right here. Because and maybe if you are either in a job where you're doing like creative work, or I work for other people and I also work for myself. I have multiple streams of income, and I feel like that, and sometimes I also just have passions that I treat some of my passions like they're jobs, and I've been working on pulling that back because it takes the enjoyment out of it. But sometimes it gets a little overwhelming because I set my own hours, or I feel like I have all that conditioning that I was talking about, like the shadow on me, where I feel like, oh, maybe I'm not doing good enough. I'm not doing enough with this, or blah, blah, blah. And it kind of can take a toll on you. And I find when you step back and do some of these things, it can help bring you back to that grounded state, help bring you back to who you are. It helps remind you of things, because sometimes it's just about reminding us. We're like dogs, where our attention span is like all over the place. And then sometimes we just have to like come back to ourselves and be like, oh yeah, wait, like I am this awesome being. I have so many great things in life to like look forward to. I have so many dreams and ambitions, and every day I get to like live little bits of it out. So that's my little intro. If you are new here, my name is Amanda McCormick. I am the host of the Happy Hippie Podcast. This is a show where we explore all different ways to add happiness into your life. So it's very holistic. We talk about things physically, mentally, and spiritually, or solely, whatever you want to use. But we go into different things like fitness, mindset, nutrition, and we interview people, tons of different stuff. My background is I'm a yoga teacher, a nutrition coach, and a personal trainer. And I just want to share on this journey. I love to hear from you as well. So make sure to follow me on Instagram. Happy Holistic Hippie is my username. I love to hear from you guys. I'm getting back on my DMs. I basically took the month of May off of like everything. Like I wasn't really posting and I wasn't really looking at messages. So I'm going back and like answering all of those now. So feel free to send any thoughts on this episode, any things that may help you when it comes to resetting yourself or coming down from like being overwhelmed. Or you don't even have to use these for these specific examples. These are just things that like help you feel good and help you reconnect to who you are. And sometimes we can use a little bit of that every day. So let's get into my five processes where, again, these are almost like resetting, regrounding. They help me access that like creative feminine energy, because I find I lean into the masculine a lot, where I'm pushing myself to be productive, or I have to do, go, 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 because I kind of grew up in that environment and I've been in the process of unlearning that the past few years. So these help me tap back into that very creative feminine energy, and I actually find myself more productive when I take time for myself and do these things, which quote unquote are viewed as non-productive. But taking time for yourself and literally filling your cup before you jump into filling other people's cups truly will give you the results that you want in life. Not even results, but just the genuinely good feeling that you should have and kind of innately have at all times, and just kind of access that part of yourself. So let's get into it. There are no rules, just like everything. There are no rules when it comes to these five things. You can do them in order. You can pick two or three of them, make it like a cute little formula for yourself. There's no wrong or right time of day. But I am going to say that I like to start my day with these when I can. So if I have a day where I know I have a little bit of time in the morning, or you can even think of it the night before if you're feeling stressed out and you're like, you know what, tomorrow morning I'm going to reset, and you can make the commitment to maybe wake up a little earlier if your schedule doesn't allow it. You know, take this. I'm giving you my five things. Take it the way you want and make it into something that you can actually make applicable in your life. And I'm just going to pitch it from, let's envision that we have a day that we can start like this. But again, it doesn't have to be in the morning. I just want to kind of pitch it that way, because I find that this is almost like a rolling momentum. These, again, are things like, sometimes for me, I get stuck in a freeze state because I get so overwhelmed. I start thinking about all the things I have to do, all the things I have to be, whatever. And I just freeze because I can't get myself to be productive, or I keep using the word productive, but this sounds like a therapy session. You can hear it in me. Like, I have the awareness sometimes that I feel like I'm very like, I need to do these things. I'm like hard on myself, all of that. And I've been working through it, but sometimes it comes up in my vocabulary, and I can like, when I'm doing the podcast, I can hear it in myself and I'm like, ooh, damn, there it is. But the gist is that sometimes I freeze up, and these are things that help me ground me and bring me back to myself and remind me like, girl, you don't have to be in that stress state. Like, we can actually work better, and you will work better, because that's what you want to do, apparently. Is like, you want to be more productive. You can't be productive when all you're doing is giving your energy to other people, other things, worry. You got to come back to yourself. And it's just like doing anything, from having a good night's sleep. Like, these are like things that will nourish you and help kind of bring you back to the state where you can actually do things. And, you know, like, I'm filling my own cup when I do these things. So my perfect quote unquote little routine here, a guided meditation is number one. Starting your day or wherever you are in the moment, like even if I'm just like flipping out at 2 p.m. about something, I can easily put on a 5-minute guided meditation. I don't have to think per se, you know, I don't have to do the hard work of like sitting there in silence or whatever, because like, my last episode, I think I was talking about how I do like doing my own meditations where I'm observing, or I'm doing a mantra meditation or like a mindfulness meditation. So there's so many forms of it, but if you can find one, and then one of my favorite things to do is either save them via an app or whatever, and then you can put them into playlists so that you have it like right on the go. So either I like to use Insight Timer or like Spotify sometimes, or even YouTube, just having them to access for these days or moments where you're just like, I need to reset. And sometimes you don't jibe with some guided meditations I do. I will do it and I appreciate it, and I love that the person took the time to do it. But sometimes I'm like, okay, this wasn't exactly what I wanted, which is beautiful, because that's literally what meditation is. It's not controlling everything and just being. So sometimes if there's like a soundtrack in the background I don't like, or the person's voice isn't like soothing, not soothing, but like, you know, I'm not judging anybody, because I love everybody that puts up guided meditations. I'm like, doing the Lord's work there. But sometimes I just, I'm like, okay, I probably won't play that one again because I didn't love it. So sometimes I like to have a few on deck, you know, in a playlist so I can access them. But waking up, either physically waking up or waking up from the state of just being like a little overwhelmed, I can easily lay down and play a 5-minute guided meditation. I love to look for anything that's grounding or anything intentional, something that's not going to make me like... The manifestation ones and the visualization type of meditations, the last thing I really want to do is start thinking about the future or all of that. So I love having an intention, because an intention is something that you can set and choose to move forward with. And I find intention meditations and grounding meditations remind me like, hey, literally all those things going on in my head aren't here right now. All that's here right now is literally myself sitting on this bed. Like, I'm here. I can tune into all my senses. I can listen to what's around me. Laying down, like all of those things, you know, I can tune into this moment, I can ground myself and be like, girl, you're here. you're not there. You're not like, sometimes I feel like sometimes I'm trying to think, what are my like money issues? Sometimes I start thinking about money. Sometimes I start thinking about where I want to live. Sometimes I start thinking about, am I doing enough? None of that is real right now. The only thing that's real is literally right here. So any meditation that is grounding, I love, because it brings me back, especially when I feel like a little panicked. And I think it's easy to deal with. And if you don't even have a guided meditation on you, you can just do a mindfulness practice where you body scan, tune into your breath, notice the things around you, tune into your senses. What can you hear, see, taste, feel, that type of thing. And that's what literally brings me back all the time. So that's the practice I like to do. I keep saying guided meditation because it's easy, but you can truly just do a mindfulness meditation. And then intention setting, because intention setting is actively choosing to go forward with an intention as your anchor. So an anchor is something that you can always tune back into. So for example, I do my meditation, and then all I have time for is to do my little meditation, and then I have to go back into whatever I'm doing or place that I have to be. And while I'm there, if my mind starts getting chattery or I start thinking about these things again, I can easily pull back and remind myself of my statement, my anchor, my intention that I chose in my practice, which is, I don't know, today I actually did one, and it was, I choose joy. So everything I want to do today, if I start getting like anxious or whatever, I just want to choose things that are going to make me joyful. And maybe that is having an interaction with a person, or listening to the song that's playing while I'm working, or something, just focusing on almost like the positive or the beauty in the moment is what I wanted to anchor in on today. So when I go throughout my day, I can always go back to that intention that I set during my meditation, which is I want to choose joy. And or you can, most of the time when I do yoga classes, one of my go-to intentions is just like, I just want to be present. Like for these 40 minutes on the mat, I want to be focusing on my body, my breath. I don't really want to have my mind going all over, and it will go all over, and I will be able to anchor back because I come back to my statement. So anything that's going to ground you into the present moment, mindfulness meditation, grounding meditation, or an intention setting, that is what you want to go for. And because this is like, I'm recording this episode obviously based on some things that like I've been feeling, I am going to make a meditation that has these things and put it on Insight Timer, and I will put the link, or like I'll put it up on my social media this week, because it's just something, and this isn't like me making this episode to plug that, it just feels aligned to do that because I'm talking about it, and I feel like I wanted to create something that even I can go back to, which is really weird because it would be my own voice. But you get it. Something that, again, grounds, brings you back to a mindfulness moment, and then helps you set an intention. This alone, like the other things are some fun little options I'm going to give you, but this practice of just grounding and resetting my attention, choosing a new feeling, choosing what I want to go through going forward, and it's not like I'm not thinking of the future. I'm not forcing anything. The thoughts will come up. And when they come up, I can just choose this. I accept that things are going to be the way they are. They ebb and flow. But I can always come back to this statement and continue to choose my next actions when I have this kind of thing to go back to. So that is super helpful for me to have that practice to lean on. Number two, if you can. I immediately, the second I get up from a meditation, because I kind of have that momentum building, that's what this is. It's almost like we're building and building and building on, we're starting to feel good again. We're coming up from that space. Because just like what I was talking, I don't know if I mentioned it in the last episode, but law of attraction, vibration, all of that stuff. It's really hard, which is also why toxic positivity is so annoying. It's really hard when you're feeling so down in a place or wherever you are. And somebody's like, well, just smile. You're like, girl, like I can't get to that place. You can't, it's really hard to jump from a super low vibration to a super high vibration, but you can climb a ladder. Like, you can take small steps to get there and slowly bring yourself up into those spaces. So instead of me jumping into, like, literally feeling really anxious and overwhelmed and needing to calm down and jumping right into this statement of, like, wherever I want to be, these things kind of help me edge into that place, you know? So because now I'm feeling a little more relaxed, I'm feeling more grounded, I'm feeling more present, the next thing I like to do is put on, like, immediately, because most of the time I'll have Spotify on to do a meditation or something, immediately I will just put on a podcast. I wrote down an uplifting podcast, but it doesn't technically have to be. So literally, like, I play a podcast immediately. Like, I go right into it, and then I go and continue what I'm doing. So using the example of the morning, like, I will do my meditation in bed, and then I will get up and go brush my teeth, play the podcast in the background. You can make a meal. You can walk to your next thing. If you're taking a break from work, you can play, like, a little bit of a podcast while you walk back into work. You know, it's a way that I can feel, quote unquote, productive, or I kind of quench that part of me while doing things, you know? And, like, yesterday, the one that I was listening to wasn't even a, quote unquote, uplifting podcast, because sometimes I'll put on, like, I don't know, like, something with yoga or something with, like, Gabby Bernstein or something where I'm just, like, a talk by Wayne Dyer or, like, The School of Greatness, one of those things, right? But sometimes I don't care. Like, I'm just getting over being, like, a little overwhelmed. The last thing I need to do is hear, like, a motivational speech, you know? Like, I'm like, okay, sometimes it is the thing I need to hear. Like, I will want to hear a podcast that uplifts me and reminds me of these things. So I love that. Like, my friend Kayla's podcast, Skinny Dipping, like, I'll put that type of thing on where I'm like, woo, like, I'm feeling it. But sometimes I can't hit that topic. Yesterday, I listened to, I think it's, like, TED Radio Hour. So it's not TED Talk. It's, like, they take a bunch of TED Talks and they splice it up and they put it up into, like, a 1 hour episode. And it was about the ocean. And it was just random 10-minute, 5-minute TED Talks about different topics in the ocean. So there was, like, this one lady's love story that she met this guy because of a scuba incident. Then they were talking about how lobsters mate, and, like, clownfish, and then these, like, poisonous, like, sea snails. Like, that was literally what I listened to yesterday. But it got me, because it quenched this part of me where it's not just the productivity part where I was like, oh, I have to be listening or doing something or learning, but it's like I sometimes find I actually don't give myself time to just, like, do things that aren't gonna affect my future or benefit me. Like, some things can just be done for enjoyment, you know? And I've been really leaning into that this past year, just doing things to do it. So the idea of, like, reading a fantasy book where I am not learning a life topic or whatever is so lovely. And it's something that I really learned this lesson from the past year and a half, I'd say, when I started, like, rereading fantasy. Because for a while, I couldn't read fantasy. I read fantasy as a kid. And then I got into all these, like, self-help books and, like, these big interesting topics. And then I, like, couldn't keep my reading habit up. And I was like, why can't I keep my reading habit up? Like, I'm not reading before bed. It's like, no duh. You're reading about, like, physics. Like, of course, you're not going to, like, want to pick that up every day. But anyway, going back to the idea that doing something just to do it, like, just to enjoy it, just like eating a meal, like a really good tasting ice cream cone or something, you're just doing that to enjoy it. Like, you're not doing that because, like, oh, this is gonna have all these benefits. Like, you can do things to enjoy. And sometimes finding fun podcast topics help me with that as well. It's just like reading an article that's fun. Just that sounded like a oxymoron, but you know what I mean? Like, just doing something because you enjoy it. So then another podcast I was listening to the other day was just all about sharks. It was, like, the study of sharks, which, oh, what's the word? It's, like, the most complicated word. It's, like, cematophology or something like that. I think I'm close. But there's actually a really good podcast called Ologies, which is just, like, this lady interviews different people who, like, master different topics and, like, the study of sharks or the study of, like, bugs or whatever. And it's really interesting. So, great podcast called Ologies. I love listening to those types of things, and they just help me, like, because sometimes I feel like I would listen to a podcast like I was just pitching a few moments ago, where I was like, well, it's a way that you can feel productive when you're doing stuff. But sometimes it can just be a fun podcast, but it kind of keeps that momentum going. So depending on my mood, it will be either an uplifting podcast where I'm learning a topic that's going to kind of anchor me in on spirituality or something along those lines to make me feel good, or I will be listening to a podcast about bugs or something weird because it's just fun to do, you know? But yeah, it'll remind me, like, it feels good to be alive and learn things. And it kind of quenches that like creative part of me. So it's either the podcast is going to be, I'm going to learn something in terms of like spirituality or self-growth, which I do love. Like, obviously I'm into that stuff. Like, that is fun for me. Or I'll like lean into the more feminine side of things and pick up a random topic I'm interested in learning about with absolutely no desire for a result or something like that, or the need to feel productive. But I really do feel like listening to a podcast helps me. So right out of meditation, I'll do a podcast. And those two alone, like if I don't have time to do a lot of stuff, like those two are lifesavers. Number three, so again, part of the reason I was pitching these things is I'll get overwhelmed and I can't do anything. And it's so hard for me to start stuff. And then I get really like psyched out about it. So now I kind of calm myself down with the meditation. I kind of let my mind play or learn something with the podcast. A mini cleaning session of some sort. And again, this is a scalable thing. This can be so tiny on the scale, or like it could be a full out cleaning session. Helps me kind of get going with stuff where I'm actually doing a task. And sometimes, because I feel like I have ADHD, like I will sometimes clean instead of doing an actual task. But if I can get myself to do something very small, so I pick one thing to organize, and literally it could be while I'm playing the podcast. So it's kind of like habit stacking, you know, and I'll play the podcast and I'll go into the bathroom in the morning to wash my face. And then I'll just kind of start to organize like the section that I have all my face wash stuff in. Even doing a small task like that, I decide to put my laundry away. That probably won't happen. Let's be real. But, or like just throw a load of laundry in the machine, organizing my makeup brushes, hair care products. Like yesterday, what I did was I literally played this podcast and I untangled, like I had like three necklaces that needed to be untangled. And that's what I did. Cause it's something on my to-do list that like I literally won't do, but it's like so easy to do. And it's so tiny. It's just like, a, you know, like a little maintenance, like housekeeping task is what I'll do basically. So mini cleaning sesh is what I put it. Sometimes I'll go to like where I burn the incense and I'll just like go dump the incense that burnt out, because sometimes I'll leave it in the tray. So it's little things that you can do that will help you get going. Almost now we're like building the momentum. So we grounded down, we kind of entertained our brains with the podcast, and now we're going to get started on a task that doesn't feel daunting, you know, because sometimes for me to get into the to-do list, like it's hard to get into it. But once I kind of build that momentum of doing a small task of some sort, it's so much easier. So again, throwing laundry in the machine, just organizing something. Sometimes I'll just squeeze. I'm from New York and I talk with my hands, and it's jarring. It's jarring to watch recordings of me because I move my hands so much. And like when I teach yoga, I'm always moving my hands, and I was doing the motion because what I was trying to say was I'll like clean the window. The mirror in my bathroom. So as I'm talking into the mic, I literally was like pulling a trigger finger on a fake bottle of Windex in my hand, and I said squeeze because like my hand was doing the motion. Anyway, I had to give you the whole I don't film this podcast, and I've been thinking about filming it because it would be crazy for you to watch, because like I just move my hands so much, like, and I can't stop. And it's been like brought to my attention when I travel places, like people will point it out, and I'm like, yes, I know, my parents are from the Bronx, like this is why I can't control this. But yeah, anyway, so cleaning my mirror or something small, just doing a task like that. And then it makes me feel good because I actually did something. Like I did get something done. Yeah, it wasn't the three things on my to-do list, but it's something that like it makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I can do it and I can get into my list, and I don't feel overwhelmed because like it's actually nice. You know, so that's an example. Moving on to number four. Getting outside. Literally, I swear, nature is so healing. I can yap about that forever, but getting outside, like a lot of the times when I'm inside, it's so hard. I feel worse inside, just like period. So stepping outside, and it's hard to get out there sometimes because I'll be like doing work or whatever, but I'm like, if I can just get outside, if I can just take an activity outside, and again, we're going to scale this up and down. You can take your work outside. Like if immediately I want to do a task, it'll be nicer and easier for me to do it when I'm sitting outside. I could go to a cafe or something as well. Sometimes I think the change of environment does help. Like if it's winter time, you can still take this into you can make it applicable because you can drive to a cafe or you can do work in a different room somewhere where you're like, you're switching up your environment. But if you can get outside where the sun is, even if it's cloudy, just getting outside into nature in some sense of way, you can just drink a coffee outside. You know, like if moving on from your routine, you have to go to work or something, like just drink a coffee outside. take a little beverage outside, you know, take a few moments to sit in the sun for 5 minutes, maybe read a passage or a page if you're religious, reading out of like the Bible, or like usually I'll read like 5 pages of like whatever book I'm reading in the morning if I can journal, you know, just habit stack and take it outside where you're doing whatever small task you normally do, but you're taking it outside this time. Sometimes I'll spend hours outside doing work. Other times, like those examples I just gave you, if I can make room for 5 to 10 minutes, if I can do my morning stretch outside, I will, because it will make you feel so much better to get your skin in the sun, to literally get serotonin. You can even walk outside barefoot, ground yourself, take it outside, whatever it is, period. I can give you so many more examples, but I swear that will like bring me to a whole new level, you know? I meditated, I got to listen to a podcast, I got to learn something, I started cleaning, or I got a little bit of momentum going with my task list, and now I'm outside and everything feels so good, and I'm like, how was I even overwhelmed and sad when like all of this exists? You know, you can hear birds, you can hear people, it reminds you of like where you are and the opportunity that you have on earth. Like, I will get very, very hippy dippy out when you put me in the sun for 5 minutes. Hippy dippy, going a little crazy. Number 5. Now, again, make this for you, but I find truly, and this is the hardest one for me to do, because sometimes I'll get outside and then I'll do my work or whatever and I don't do this step, but this step really, really helps. Being creative, tapping into that art form, that art side of things, any creative form. So doing art outside, basically, but whatever that means to you, it could even be like dancing, like I put it off, but when I do something creative, or if I don't do something creative, I literally feel the lack of it in my bones. Like, if I spend way too long without doing something where I'm creating or art or anything, just to do it, not like a forced artistic task. Because I feel like some of the jobs I do, I create video content, I take photos and edit them, and I do things like that, and I'm making graphics. Like, yes, I'm being artsy in a way, and I enjoy that. But if I don't just do something for me, I feel it in my bones, which is like the law of attraction episode that we had last week, where I was saying how your emotions are literally indicators. And when you're feeling bad or weird about something, you know, you're maybe lacking something, or you're not following what really lights you up. And for me, that's doing art in any form or way, you know, like I sometimes I'm like, oh, I literally do not have time. Like, I'll do steps 1 through 4 and I like will not do any sort of artistic thing, because I'm like, I do not have time. Now, listen. Any type of art, it doesn't have to be hard art. You can doodle. You can color on an app. Like, you can get an app and draw, you know? Making Pinterest boards is literally, like, therapy, but it's also, like, an art form, because you get to create. And you can also pull in, like, fun quotes, and also, like, it uplifts your mood. But making Pinterest boards, making a new phone background. That's something I started to do, which was, like, I would go through Pinterest and either find images, or I would, like, edit a phone background. Like, that is a creative outlet, and I'm doing it just for me. And it's so fulfilling and fun, and it's, like, very personable and kind of customizes a part of your life. Like, when in doubt, make a phone background. I swear. Another exercise I want to share, because this is something I did yesterday and it was so fun, and I actually do get some of my best work out of this practice. I was on a yoga retreat in September, and it was my friend Victoria who was hosting it. So this was her practice, and I'm just sharing it because I really like loved it. One of the lessons that we did on the retreat was we did an intuitive painting practice, which is we went out in nature and she brought out like paper and paint, and we set a timer. I don't remember how long it was. It was like under 30 minutes, I'd say, but we set a timer and it was just intuitively paint, and you can use anything you want and just start painting. And we were just painting, and you can use your hands or whatever. And we were obviously we were sitting on the side of the ocean in Greece with all these big mountains in the background, and I just started to paint, and I ended up painting like mountains in the water, and I started with clouds, I think, because the clouds look pretty, but I made them all like pink, and then I ended up drawing like Greek columns in the background. It looked really cool, and it's a piece of art that I literally have in my room, and I love it, because it was just 30 minutes, there was no pressure really, like I wasn't competing or anything, I didn't have a task to stay on, but my mind just like went all over, and I loved it. So intuitively painting, so fun. Definitely try it out. Yesterday I did the same thing, and I started with ocean, and I ended up painting. It was really cool. Like, I will share it on social media, because again, this was just the same exact activity, but I took it for myself because I was feeling like if I don't do something creative right now with no pressure, with no rules, like I just need to let it out. I ended up making the coolest, like, and I actually want to take this and turn it into like a painting now. And basically I was drawing because I love drawing. I love surrealism. I love nature, and I love women's bodies, and I love to combine those things. And I used to do it a lot, like surrealism kind of vibes, where it's like you draw a woman, but like she's in nature and like her arm is a tree, I don't know, something like that, or like a whale is like flying, like it's a beautiful painting but there's a whale in the sky and you're like, what? That's my thing. I love surrealism. Anyway, I really wanted to practice, like, just I had pastels, so I was like, let me just draw a woman's body, because I love doing like the colors, like the dark colors, to kind of like contour things. And I was like, it'd be fun to blend, you know. So I was gonna make like neon a woman's body. And then I wanted to draw, I love drawing necks and jaws, and like when somebody's jaws like tilted up and you can like see that like triangle shape, like I love that. I don't know why, but that's like one of my favorite things. And so I started to draw this woman whose head was like tilted back, and I was thinking of drawing her like in either like tropical flowers, or then I was like, wait, I'll do the ocean on the bottom and I'll do the jungle on the top. So I started drawing her, and then I was like, wait, you know what? I should make her like an island because she's in the ocean, because there was blue water under her, and then her head was up, and then I was going to make her like laying in a field. So I drew her, I'm sorry, I'm giving such detail about this, but I had so much fun doing it. I drew her chin, then I like drew her boob, like her breast, and then her stomach, and then she was laying on her back. So I was literally drawing it as like her chin was sticking up, and then it was kind of flat, and then you would see like the breast, and then it was like flat, and then she had her legs up. So there was basically like three almost mountains I was kind of drawing, and then it hit me. I don't know where it hit me from, but I was like, holy shit. And I ended up making her into the Big Island of Hawaii, and I literally, like, where her head was and where her, like, breast was, it was, like, where the volcanoes and the mountains actually are on the island. So then I, like, made her arm droop down, and I literally drew the outline of Big Island, and I don't know. It just lit me up. I was like, this is crazy, because it actually looks like the island. And I was listening to that podcast about sharks, and I was like drawing her, and I was drawing the mountains, and I was making her arm connect. And it's literally just like a fun pastel work. Like, I'm not saying it's the best thing in the world, but like the shape of it and like the way I drew it, it all came to me out of nowhere, which is kind of like what last time I did the practice when I was drawing clouds, and I was like, oh my god, wait, I should draw columns like in the clouds. And then I was like, this whole thing came together. It's so awesome to do a practice like that, because yes, I wasn't really trying to get anything out of it, but I ended up getting two things out of it. One, an amazing piece of art I had so much fun making, and I'm thinking of making into like a painting where I can actually draw that out, but like so much nicer. And two, I got to like get this like creative inspiration out of nothing, you know. I got to go through the natural process of it and give myself that experience. And just like meditation, where you need to practice it, not like forcefully, but like truly you reap the benefits with consistency, where when you do a meditative practice, you're training your mind to almost bring back focus. Like, yes, your mind will wander. Yes, you'll go into different thoughts at different times, but you know how to anchor back and observe those thoughts and realize that you can choose your thoughts, and your thoughts aren't overrunning your mind. That's what the practice of meditation is. This practice is the same thing, where it's almost like I'm training my mind to kind of seek out these creative options. And if I don't allow myself to have the fun and just explore with no expectations, just kind of do my thing, then I got to experience that feeling, and I haven't felt that in like a long time. And it's because I haven't allowed myself to sit down and do something just for fun. And I really recommend trying that intuitive painting practice. I did reap a lot out of it, but also just allowing myself in general to do creative things with no expectations. Oh my god, I miss it. And I always think about it, like there's been parallels in my life ever since I was younger, where I can see the things I was naturally drawn to, and you can too if you look back in your life. What are things that you were drawn to, whether it be a hobby, an activity, a type of TV show or movie that you're always like interested in? There's reasons why you are drawn to things. Like, I have been like editing photos and all that type of stuff since I was like 13. Like, I literally illegally downloaded Photoshop from the Swedish website in 8th grade. So like, and I literally would make like One Direction Tumblr mouse cruisers. I don't even know, like, I would just edit tons of stuff. I loved trading things then, and I've always, like, I was in art in high school, and like all of that has always been something. I've always been drawn to like creative things and editing and all of that, and I put it on the back burner for so long. And I've also loved like nature and ocean and tropical things, so I've made it like a legit goal in my life to make sure that I keep up with my creative endeavors. And I also, like, this is true, but also like live somewhere where I'm near water, because it honestly like super affects me. Like, I love being near the ocean, and there's so many things in life that like light me up about that. So, but it's been an ongoing pattern since I was younger. Like, those are two things I'm, like, really drawn to. So, I'm just really excited to, like, and it lights me up. And I feel like I'm getting, like, even weirdly emotional talking about it. And you can find those things in yourself as well. Like, we all have these beautiful parts of us that we always know. Like, we know inside. We have an innate knowing of things that we like and enjoy. And the reason we like and enjoy them is specific to you. And maybe it's for you to find out why. But they're in us for a reason. So I guess that's the last thing I wanted to end on. But you see how important that is. Like, the whole section I just talked about with art, like, honestly doing the thing that lights me up and doing it just to do it, it can open up so many more doors than I think it will. Like, it at the end of the day, it actually will lead to me doing good things and being productive in a different way, because it lets my mind wander and have that playtime and not be so strict. And when you're so harsh on yourself, you're actually putting yourself in a box and not letting yourself explore and see things and find possibilities in the way that they can naturally come to you. So these are the things, again, that help me come back to myself. They almost just help life feel smooth and good again and remind me of, like, all the beauty in it. And again, I always say I want to do these things, and when I don't do these things, I literally feel it in my bones. So, I have two things to say before I end. The first thing is, I really, really, really would love to know the things that almost help you reset, or help you light up, or help bring you back to, like, that feeling. Because I want to know for other people as well, because all I have is my experience in life, and I want to hear if any of these things sound familiar to you, or if they hit a part in you that made you go, oh my god, that's like dance for me, or that's like this for me. Please share it with me on Instagram. I actually want to make a post of your favorite ways to reset, reconnect, re-experience the beauty in life, and I want to make a post about it. So it will be like anonymous, but I'm thinking of just like collecting all the ideas that people send in and creating something to put up on my Instagram about it. So if you have anything that you'd love to share, please let me know. Again, I like just use Instagram most of the time, so feel free to message me there. Happy Holistic Hippie. And yeah, I would love to hear from you. So that's the first thing. Otherwise, I am going to get up a meditation this week on Inside Timer. Let me know if you want it on Spotify, because I will put up on Spotify. Maybe Thursday I can get it up, where we can ground and reconnect and set an intention together, if that sounds like something you would enjoy. I'm going to put it up regardless. So thank you so much for listening. I really enjoyed this episode. This was a nice flowy episode. And yeah, I hope you enjoy your week. And I hope you find or just reconnect to that thing that lights you up during this week, whatever it may be, small scale, big scale, it doesn't matter, because you definitely have that within you. So I hope you have a beautiful day, and we will chat soon.